In 2014, I quit my job as a CPA in Italy and I moved to the United States to improve my English. This is how my entrepreneurial journey started, and since then, I've been focusing on growing myself to grow my business. In this podcast, I just want to create a collection of all the lessons that I learned through my mistakes and the success that came from the wins, going through all the stories, the fan facts, and the anecdotes that I've been experiencing through this journey. My name is Christina, and let's start collecting picture memories. Today, I would like to share with you something that happened to me last week. You have already met my English teacher, Anna, if you listen to the podcast. Several episodes ago, I got the pleasure to interview her. And while I was having my English class last week, I told her, "Oh, you know, my friend asked me about you because I thought that she reached out to you. She would like to start taking classes with you. So I don't know if you got a chance to meet her yet." And she goes like, "Oh my God, yeah, absolutely. I had a class with her like a couple of days ago. I really love her and I'm perfect." I'm like, "Great. I'm so happy it worked out." Then I said, "You know, actually, I don't have any idea why she decided to start taking classes now, because I met her like a couple of months ago, maybe not even like a month ago, but I never speak to her in English. I speak to her in Italian. So I don't even know how she knows how I speak English, because unless I order something at a restaurant, other than that, I never speak English with her." And she goes like, "Oh, no. Yeah, I mean, she told me that she likes your pronunciation and I'm like, "How come?" I'm like, "Oh, okay. Maybe, I don't know, maybe she listened to the podcast. I don't have any idea." And she goes, Yeah. "She told me that she listened to the podcast and that she liked your pronunciation. And then she wanted to take classes with me. And she remembered that like a year ago, you gave her my contact." And I'm like, "Oh my God, like, yeah, that's right." Because I think every time that I speak to my friends and they ask me what I do, I tell them that I take English classes and I take Spanish classes, that I do Pilates, I have a personal trainer. I have a lot of people in my life that keep me up and running in the millions of things that I do. And then I give recommendation, "Oh, you should talk to this astrologer. You should take English classes with this person on this platform." I always love to give recommendation when I'm happy of what I'm doing. But then, I mean, I leave it up to anyone because I don't force anybody to do anything. So I think that I remember that I gave her her contact information a year ago, and now she started to take classes with her. And I just realized that, oh my God, you never know when you're going to have an impact on anybody's life or what you do. Because I've been doing the podcast since like August 2024 now, like 6 months, 7 months. And I never think who's listening to it, because I share with you at the beginning that the main reason why I do the podcast is for me to remember the lessons and the mistakes that I do during my entrepreneurial adventure, I would say. And I hope I can be I can be helpful for somebody if you're in the same situation, if you're having the same journey like I am in a small business. So I'm just sharing experiences, hoping that somebody can benefit from me and maybe can avoid some of the mistakes that I do. But I never think, oh, wow. What I realized the other night is you never know who's watching. So maybe sometimes you're like, "Oh, I really want to inspire somebody. How can I be an example for somebody?" But there's no better way to be an example for somebody by being yourself and just do what you love to do and share it with them. And maybe you can give other people ideas. But yeah, it's truly like giving the example of how you live your life. And then it's up to others. But you should truly always think like, "Oh my God, I never know who's watching." But not watching the podcast. It's not just that. It's like, who is watching you, how you walk, what you eat, how you speak, how you smile, how you show up every day in your life. And it's a good reminder, because it doesn't take that much to help people in any way, because you don't know what anybody's going through. and maybe just a smile, a kind word, or a great idea for the day, as big or small that it can be, can change somebody's life. And I loved it. I'm like, wow, I didn't know she was listening to it. And maybe Anna just made it up to make me happy. I don't know. But the realization I had that night, I'm like, wow, I should be more careful of who I am every day and try to show up as the best version of me so I can help somebody without doing anything special, just being me. Have you ever thought about it? Hey, podcast family. If you're more of a visual learner or just love watching someone talk with their hands as much as I do, you've got to check out this episode on YouTube. I didn't realize how much I move my hands while talking until I would watch the video myself. As a true Italian, I'm practically a human marionette. So don't miss out half of my passionate speech. Subscribe to our Healthy Italia YouTube channel that you can find below and never miss my hands talking ever again. I'll see you there.